This is 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock. It's Tuesday Lunch with Abe, November 14th edition, and calling all the way from, let's see, now I've got to get this right, guys. I believe Austin, Texas, right?
That's right.
Yep. And you know what? I don't hear that much. I don't get that much jazz from Austin. So I've always got to double check, see if I've got my notes right. But in any case, you have a new record out. It is called Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet Emergence. And thanks to Jim Igo of Jazz Promo Services for having introduced us, as well as Ben Schultz from Schultz Productions. Two guys who are indispensable in the jazz community, at least for radio people. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
So sorry about mispronouncing your name, Carl. I was wondering. I figured I got a 50% chance. Since it's M-I-C-H-E-L, I'm going to think, but I thought wrong. So thank you for correcting me. And you've got a fabulous new record here with a rather unusual presentation, at least for me. One, it's just a fact that you're an Austin-based group, which is just not very common, at least for my impressions being outside the area. And two, the instrumentation of this group is rather different. I've just not seen anything like this. And now I've lost my notes. I had my notes in front of me, so we're just going to have to wing it, I guess. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here.
We'll be winging it too.
Yeah. Well, Austin. You know, Austin. For me, I've featured a lot of guests on the show from Austin, but mostly in the Americana genre. And is there a lively jazz scene there? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Well, I would say there's a pretty good jazz scene here. We've got a couple of clubs that are putting on shows nightly, and we have musicians coming in from out of town. Performing too. North Texas State, which has got a great music school, has for a long time, is up in Denton, Texas, and quite a few musicians from that area come out of that program, come to the Austin area. So I would say we have a pretty good jazz scene for Austin.
And you've got some great bats as well.
You bet, yes.
That's a dream of mine. I mean, the last time I saw bats, I was at in New Mexico, right below the Texas Panhandle there. What's it called? Carlsbad Caverns.
And,
and that was one of the most amazing things I've ever witnessed. You're sitting out there and you're saying, it's going to see a few bats fly out. You know, there's tens of thousands of bats flying out. And you're thinking to yourself, you're right underneath all these bats. Aren't you going to get sprayed with stuff? But apparently you don't. I guess they do all that in the cave. They don't take it outside with them. I don't know. At least that's what happened.
You got lucky.
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing. Well, why don't we start off with a track from your new record, Emergence. This one's called After the Rain. And this is a John Coltrane composition, performed in this case by Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet here on The Rock.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm floating in space. And looking down, way down there in Austin, and I can see Alex Koch, and I can see Michael, Carl Michael, and they're conducting, leading the group, the sextet. Emergence is the new album. That's After the Rain. I'm not familiar with that tune, John Coltrane. Do you know what period of time that was written originally?
I believe that was written right around the same time. Love Supreme, possibly. So I think Alex Coltrane was playing on it at that point, maybe.
No.
Okay, well then I'm mistaken. I thought maybe, yeah, maybe Alex might know a little bit more.
Well, it does remind me a little bit of Love Supreme in terms of the feel, not in terms of the song itself, but it's beautiful. What a beautiful. And we've got on this record, on woodwinds, Alex Koch, Carl Michael on the guitar, Elaine Barber on the concert harp, Bob Hoffner on the pedal steel guitar, James Suter on bass, Carolyn Trowbridge on the vibraphone. And this came out in April of this year. And thank you guys for being as patient as you were until this got to the front of the queue, so to speak. This is just a very unusual instrumentation for me in jazz. It just is there any one inspirational group or artist that inspired you to do what you're doing on this?
Well, the group came together sort of during the pandemic and after the pandemic, and it really came together as an inspiration from each other, because during the pandemic, Elaine and I played once a week in the driveway in my driveway, and played for the neighbors. And then we would invite one other person as a trio so we could all be 6 feet apart. You know how all that was.
Right.
And it was pretty crazy. So we would invite different people. And after we played 51 of these driveway concerts, we decided we'd do one final one, number 52. That was a nice round number. And we would invite all the guests that had played with us over that period of, it was a little over a year. And so we did, we had a little sextet. And after we played, everybody said, we should keep doing this. So we kept doing it. And then it was like, we should record some stuff. And we recorded some stuff. And then we've just stuck together now for, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
And this is our second recording.
Oh, I thought this was your first. Okay. Well, good. I'm going to have to look through, go back and look at your other recording. This is a wonderful recording. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where you can put it on and just relax. That's something that, you know, with what's going on in today's world, with a war everywhere you look, partisan politics, I don't know, the world is chaotic, and this is a nice balm for that chaos. It just seems to take off the pressure a little bit. And I thought we'd go to a track number 3. I don't know, is this a Bagatelle 2? What is Bagatelle?
Well, it's a sort of what do we say, relaxed piece or a whimsical piece. But we got this from, the harpist brought this in, Elaine Barber brought this in to the group, and it's by a Ukrainian, speaking of war, Ukrainian composer. And so we became aware of him during the war, the beginning of the war, I should say. And he's, I think, living in Berlin at the moment.
Yes.
And she had these piano pieces and arranged this for the group. And we all really admired the music, and we also thought, maybe bring a little attention to this composer from Ukraine that a lot of people don't know about.
Thank you.
Wow. That is something else. That is Bagatelle 2. And this is from the Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet. Michael is spelled M-I-C-H-E-L. The album is called Emergence. I love that, the how you get the – and I'm trying to recall who's playing there, Vibes and the flute. I guess that's you, Alex.
And the harp, the deep low strings.
On the harp. Well, you've got this really interesting dissonance that's creating a standing wave between the two instruments. I really like how you did that, and it's very pleasant, but there's also this dissonance that's going on at the same time. I'm assuming that was intentional, the way you wrote it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that kind of thing, especially the standing wave is a phenomenon that a lot of musicians don't even know what it is. They just play it, and it happens. But between the harp and the flute, boy, that's two great recipes for a good standing wave.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned our pedal steel player, Bob Hoffner. He also does some experiments. He was recently in an art gallery here and setting up tones within a room to create standing waves so that when you walked around in the room, the pitch shifted and you would feel different vibrations.
Ooh,
so
really?
He's very much into that.
Yeah.
Was that played live, just him playing in the room?
Yes. Correct.
Did he have one speaker or did he have a couple of speakers in the room?
He had a couple.
He had a couple.
Because when you get a couple and you're standing in the middle of a standing wave, it does crazy things to your brain. It just, you can't believe it's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really a great group like that. I mean, we're all kind of coming from different places. You know, we have orchestra backgrounds, we have jazz backgrounds, we have, Bob has all sorts of experimental music and Americana backgrounds. Our bass player, James Suter, just got his PhD from University of Texas here in Austin.
Yeah, wow. Well, let's see. I really want to play this Four Mobile Structures dedicated to Alexander Calder. It's actually my favorite track on the record. And I can't remember why I rated it that way, but I have this rating system, and each song or piece has a dot next to it. And if the dot's really large, that means I really like it. And if it's small, it means it still is good, but it's not as high a rating. Anyway, this one has a huge dot next to it. So in between, you've got a performance coming up, the Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet. So this is coming up November 30th. Are you performing the music in this as well as some new material?
Yeah, we'll be performing music from Emergence and from our first recording and a bunch of new pieces that we want to try out in front of people too.
Okay. Well, let's play this. We'll at least play part of it. So, what's the description of Four Mobile Structures dedicated to Alexander Calder? I don't know any of those references.
Well, do you know Alexander Calder perhaps as a kind of a creator attributed a creator of the mobile, you know, that hangs from the ceiling with different arms coming out.
Oh, so he was the creator of the mobile?
Well, he's very famous for that, and I think it's attributed to him and doing very primary colors. I'm a big fan of his. He did a whole circus in little wire figures and things, but he's I think probably mostly known for his mobiles that move. And it was one of the first big pieces of art that did move in the world that it was created in.
You know what? Come to think of it, I think I have seen a few of these. I used to. I'm from Connecticut. I believe there's a museum there, the Wadsworth Athenaeum, that had one of his pieces, and I remember it being pretty large. And you know, it's all engineered so that the pieces move just with the slightest bit of air moving in the room, and they're huge pieces and heavy.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah, he I think he's brilliant. And a lot of times primary colors and I've been just a big fan of his, and we're thinking of ways to improvise. I think one of the things that I think is very subtle about this piece is that it's diagrammed out the instruments and, you know, who's at the top, and of course there are four of them, so there's different instruments at the beginning of each, at the top of each diagram. But we also had in the studio, we had the engineer mix it that way, so that where the pieces are in the actual music, that's where they're mixed, and so we're not having a traditional mix as would normally have one thing pan left, right, and such and such. There's a very hard mix of the instruments to represent the mobile and the way that they interact with one another.
And so where are you going to be performing on the 30th?
We're going to be performing at a place called Sound Space at Captain Quack's. It's in Austin, 5326 Menchaca Road, Thursday, November 30th. Doors open at 8 o'clock.
That sounds great. Well, let's hear part of this piece, and we'll come back and chat. This is KEBF, Morro Bay, KZSR, Paso Robles. It's Tuesday Lunch with Abe, the November 14th edition. I can imagine that this recording session must have been a lot of fun. Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet, Emergence is the name of the album. You're listening to it on 97.3 and 107.9 The Rock. It's Tuesday Lunch with Abe, November 14th edition. And if you want to check out more of this band, go to Carl Michael, CarlMichel.com. And then there's another tab for the Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet, right, Carl?
And we're on Bandcamp as well.
Yes, we're on Bandcamp as well.
Okay. And it sounds like you all were in the studio together when you did this, right? I just feel the ambiance.
Right. Yeah. There's no overdubs.
No overdubs. So when you go to see the group play on November 30th at, what is it, Quacks? What is it, Dr. Quacks?
Stop the face at Quacks. It's an awful name, but it's a great little spot, yeah.
I love that name. Okay. You've got another album in the works, I hear?
Yeah, we're going to be going into the recording studio at probably most likely February, March of next year. And lay down a bunch of new tracks. So,
well, I'm looking forward to playing more of this record. I think we'll end this segment on a high note with Garden of Eden, and this is a Paul Motion composition. And how did you come about this one?
I've been very familiar with Paul Motion's compositions for quite a while. I've been playing them. I even have a recording out under my own band, the Carl Michael Group, Music in Motion. I recorded some of his compositions on that. I've played these compositions with Alex before in the past. And we, on our first recording, we did a tune called Arabesque. And for this recording, Emergence, we recorded Garden of Eden.
Well, thank you to Jim Igo of Jazz Promo Services and Ben Schultz of Schultz Productions, who had a big hand in making this segment happen. The album, Alex Koch and Carl Michael, M-I-C-H-E-L, Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet, Emergence. And go to the Bandcamp page and you can check it out there, and you can also get the CD. You still have CDs?
Oh, you bet. We got a few left.
Yeah, and I just love how organic this all sounds. It's great for just I mean, just relaxation. It's unusual instrumentation in that regard. And thank you so much, Alex, and thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Abe.
Thanks, Abe. It's just a pleasure being on your show.
Isn't that something? That's Alex Koch and Carl Michael Sextet. Emergence is the name of the album. And that was Garden of Eden.